Hi, it's Spencer Rivers here with the Tuesday edition of Well, What Do You Know? Just when you're pretty sure you've tried every possible pumpkin-flavored product, here comes a new one you never even thought of. Well, there's always a new one. The newest random product that someone spotted on sale is pumpkin pie milk. Yeah. It's made by the convenience store chain Rutter's. It's mainly in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and West Virginia. There's no word on how it tastes. Pumpkin pie milk. Well, two-thirds of people who are working remotely right now, so they say there are things they miss about the office. And that's according to a new survey. The top three are being face-to-face with other people, office banter, and being able to just ask a question out loud. A guy in England broke into a restaurant over the weekend, but he was caught after he fell asleep in the bathroom. The cops found him next to a mop bucket filled with alcohol and a half-eaten cheesecake. Okay, let's see what else we have here as the papers are stuck together. There we go. Oh, Oreo, building a vault in case of apocalypse. If you haven't heard about the asteroid that is coming uncomfortably close to the Earth the day before Election Day, well, Oreo isn't taking any chances. So they built an asteroid-proof bunker in Norway's Arctic so they can store a bunch of their cookies, because who wants to rebuild society on a diet of oatmeal raisin? They also stored a bunch of milk powder so you can still dunk them post the apocalypse. Do you have a cat at home? You might be interested in this story. Careful what you teach your pets, because a cat named Amber learned how to turn on the bathroom faucet and ended up flooding the entire house. Amber's owner taught her how to plug the sink and turn the water on, but with her mouth. A week later, she came home to find the upstairs completely flooded and water pouring down the stairs. They now have to make sure the bathroom door is closed. How long before the cat figures out how the doorknob works? That's the question. That diet soda might be low on calories, but a new study says it could still lead to heart disease. Researchers in Paris say people who drank soda and coffee sweetened with stuff like aspartame and others had a high risk of heart disease compared to people who didn't drink sweet stuff at all. The study says the risk was the same whether they drank sugar or the fake stuff. So I have to keep that in mind, huh? Because I drink pop. Okay, Tuesday, National Black Cat Day, National American Beer Day, Navy Day. The fourth Sunday in October is National Mother-in-Law Day. Some of them are actually great. Mine is. What else? World Series Game 6 is tonight. Dodgers lead the Rays 3-2, and they could win it all tonight. First pitch set for 8:08 p.m. And that's it for today, Tuesday, the 27th day of October. Don't forget, Sunday, you have to set the clocks back an hour as we lose daylight saving time. Oh, boy, it's going to get dark around 6 o'clock, and then worse from there. All right, we'll catch you Thursday. I'm Spencer Rivers.